Over the next week and a half, city council members will consider adding a new tax increment finance, or TIF, district to Oklahoma City. Joining me now with some of the details is Ted Strewley. He's the Journal Record's editor-in-chief and is typically here on Fridays as part of a recurring segment where we talk about industry and economic development stories. Ted, you and I have often discussed TIF districts in Oklahoma City and other communities around the metro. This would actually be Oklahoma City's 11th. So where is this district and what's included in it?
Well, Brian, this is the part of town around the OU Health Sciences Center, known now as the Innovation District. This one really only came about because TIF District number 1 from back in 1993 and TIF District number 7, which was created about a decade ago, have been very successful over there. So this new district will fill in the gaps in between those two districts. There will be a little bit of geographic shuffling over there. The new district and the new project area almost look like an umbrella that encompass those two older TIFs. So the boundaries will expand for the project all the way west over to Broadway and east over to Kate Street to allow for future projects.
I want to hear now from Kathy O'Connor. She's the president of the Alliance for Economic Development of Oklahoma City. And during her half-hour presentation at City Hall, she described the mission of those previous two districts and what she hopes to see going forward.
How can we better advance high technology companies and entrepreneurship in Oklahoma City? And I want to make certain that we all understand that this is a very intentional economic development strategy that Oklahoma City's really been a part of for over 20 years now.
So what's different about this new proposal that we haven't seen in the 10 other TIFs around Oklahoma City, like the Northeast Renaissance area along 23rd Street, the Riverfront, or the Downtown and MAPS districts?
Well, the most notable thing is that a lot of this area is land that's been paid for with public investment, almost $1 billion worth, and that land doesn't throw off any property taxes. Much of that land is held by the Urban Renewal Authority. There's a little bit of land over there, some pocket parks and things, but none of it is developed tax-paying land. Now, the GE Global Research Center will be part of this TIF, and it certainly pays property taxes. It's the primary driver for this district. They'll pay an average of a little more than $2 million per year over the life of the TIF, over the next 25 years or so, adding up to about $52 million. Kathy O'Connor's even added a new budgeting category for this particular TIF that she set aside for what they're calling advanced education. What that supports are partnerships between those science-related entities in the district, such as GE, their partnerships with individual schools or whole school districts that are trying to enhance their science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs.
You know, every time we mention TIFs, we always talk about Ward 2 Councilman Ed Shadid. He's normally very cautious when it comes to distributing public money, but during Tuesday's meeting, he said this could be a key to diversifying Oklahoma City's economy.
I don't think the oil and gas industry will be robust in 10 years and certainly not in 20 years. Biotech is not going anywhere. It'll only get more and more robust. And I think this is the smartest investment we can make is in biotech.
So he sounds supportive. What's next at this point? The ordinance was introduced on Tuesday. Where does it go from here?
Well, the Planning Commission met on Thursday afternoon to discuss that ordinance, and it will be presented to the City Council for a vote on December 20th.
I've been talking with Ted Strewley. He's the editor-in-chief of the Journal Record and is with us each Friday to talk about economic development and business in Oklahoma. Ted, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Brian.
And we've put some of those Planning Commission documents on our website, kgou.org. You can also find a map of the proposal there. We've also shared it on social media. You'll find us at KGOU News and at Journal Record. The reporter who covered this story tweets at J.R. Brian Bruce. That's Bruce with an S and no E.